Teolingva nyelvvizsga, hallás utáni értés. Angol középfok, B2-es szint. Kérjük, a feladatlapokat hagyja a borítékban az első meghallgatás alatt. B2, középfok, első feladat.
An unspoken Bible. His name is Bill. He has wild hair, wears a t-shirt with holes in it, jeans and sandals. This was literally his wardrobe for his entire 4 years of college. He's brilliant. Was kind of esoteric and very, very bright. He became a Christian recently while attending college. Across the street from the campus is a well-dressed, very conservative church. One day, Bill decides to go there. He walks in with no shoes, jeans, his t-shirt, and wild hair. The service has already started, and so Bill starts down the aisle looking for a seat. The church is completely packed. He can't find a seat. But now people are all really looking a bit uncomfortable. But no one says anything. Bill gets closer and closer and closer to the pulpit. And when he realizes there are no seats, he just squats down right on the carpet. Although perfectly acceptable behavior at a college Christian fellowship, trust me, this had never happened in this church before. By now, the people are really uptight, and the tension in the air is thick. About this time, the minister realizes that from way at the back of the church, an elder is slowly making his way toward Bill. Now the presbyter is in his 80s, has silver gray hair and a three-piece suit. A godly man, very elegant, very dignified, very courtly. He walks with a cane. As he starts walking toward this boy, everyone is saying to themselves that you can't blame him for what he's going to do. How can you expect a man of his age and of his background to understand some college kid on the floor? It takes a long time for the man to reach the boy. The church is utterly silent, except for the clicking of the man's cane. All eyes are focused on him. You can't even hear anyone breathing. The minister can't even preach the sermon until the elder does what he has to do. And now they see this elderly man drop his cane on the floor. With great difficulty, he lowers himself and sits down next to Bill and worships with him so he won't be alone. Everyone chokes up with emotion and has tears in their eyes. When the minister gains control of himself, he says, "What I'm about to preach, you will never remember. What you have just seen, you will never forget. Be careful how you live. You may be the only Bible some people will ever read."
Vegye elő az egyes számú feladatlapot. Egy percig dolgozhat, majd még egyszer fogja hallani a szöveget, és újabb 2 perc áll rendelkezésére. Hallgatás közben is írhat. A hangjelzést követően helyezze az egyes számú feladatlapot a borítékra.
An unspoken Bible. His name is Bill. He has wild hair, wears a t-shirt with holes in it, jeans and sandals. This was literally his wardrobe for his entire 4 years of college. He's brilliant. Was kind of esoteric and very, very bright. He became a Christian recently while attending college. Across the street from the campus is a well-dressed, very conservative church. One day, Bill decides to go there. He walks in with no shoes, jeans, his t-shirt, and wild hair. The service has already started, and so Bill starts down the aisle looking for a seat. The church is completely packed. He can't find a seat. But now people are all really looking a bit uncomfortable. But no one says anything. Bill gets closer and closer and closer to the pulpit. And when he realizes there are no seats, he just squats down right on the carpet. Although perfectly acceptable behavior at a college Christian fellowship, trust me, this had never happened in this church before. By now, the people are really uptight, and the tension in the air is thick. About this time, the minister realizes that from way at the back of the church, an elder is slowly making his way toward Bill. Now, the presbyter is in his 80s, has silver-gray hair and a three-piece suit. A godly man, very elegant, very dignified, very courtly. He walks with a cane. As he starts walking toward this boy, everyone is saying to themselves that you can't blame him for what he's going to do. How can you expect a man of his age and of his background to understand some college kid on the floor? It takes a long time for the man to reach the boy. The church is utterly silent, except for the clicking of the man's cane. All eyes are focused on him. You can't even hear anyone breathing. The minister can't even preach the sermon until the elder does what he has to do. And now they see this elderly man drop his cane on the floor. With great difficulty, he lowers himself and sits down next to Bill and worships with him so he won't be alone. Everyone chokes up with emotion and has tears in their eyes. When the minister gains control of himself, he says, "What I'm about to preach, you will never remember. What you have just seen, you will never forget. Be careful how you live. You may be the only Bible some people will ever read."
Most hallgassa meg a második szöveget először. A feladatlapot még ne vegye elő. B2, középfok, második feladat.
I am still serving the Lord. When I was a child, I was fat and considered myself ugly. I was shy and I had very few friends. And some of the ones I had, I did not trust as true friends, but thought they were making fun of me. My father was an atheist and my mother went to church. There were many arguments at home, and sometimes I just wanted to run. I went to psychiatrists and psychologists for years and was on prescription nerve medicine. I would do things just to get attention, including trying to run away from home once. I tried to be closer to my father, and I was succeeding until my father died about 2 months before I reached my 15th birthday. This devastated me. I almost had a nervous breakdown. I thought my father must have been right. Surely there was no God, or he would have seen that I needed my daddy. I began to lean toward atheism. I refused to read the Bible. But sometimes I thought, what if it is true? What if there really is a God, a hell, and a heaven? But in February of 1968, something happened. I attended the funeral of someone younger than me. I couldn't shake the feeling this time. Now I knew I had to do something. I couldn't sleep. My appetite left me. I didn't know where to turn. I heard a preacher on radio announce a revival service at his church, and I was determined to go whatever it took. By car, bus, and taxi, I managed to get to the church about 20 miles from my home on February 20th, 1968. That night, I went to the altar and prayed. I really poured out my heart, letting God know how bad I needed him and wanted him. God gloriously delivered me that night, and today, more than 32 years later, I am still serving the Lord and have been preaching the gospel for about 20 years.
Vegye elő a kettes számú feladatlapot. Egy percig dolgozhat, majd még kétszer fogja hallani a szöveget. Közben egy perc, utólag két perc szünettel.
I am still serving the Lord. When I was a child, I was fat and considered myself ugly. I was shy and I had very few friends, and some of the ones I had, I did not trust as true friends, but thought they were making fun of me. My father was an atheist, and my mother went to church. There were many arguments at home, and sometimes I just wanted to run. I went to psychiatrists and psychologists for years and was on prescription nerve medicine. I would do things just to get attention, including trying to run away from home once. I tried to be closer to my father, and I was succeeding until my father died about 2 months before I reached my 15th birthday. This devastated me. I almost had a nervous breakdown. I thought my father must have been right. Surely there was no God, or he would have seen that I needed my daddy. I began to lean toward atheism. I refused to read the Bible. But sometimes I thought, what if it is true? What if there really is a God, a hell, and a heaven? But in February of 1968, something happened. I attended the funeral of someone younger than me. I couldn't shake the feeling this time. Now I knew I had to do something. I couldn't sleep. My appetite left me. I didn't know where to turn. I heard a preacher on our radio announce a revival service at his church, and I was determined to go whatever it took. By car, bus, and taxi, I managed to get to the church about 20 miles from my home on February 20th, 1968. That night, I went to the altar and prayed. I really poured out my heart, letting God know how bad I needed him and wanted him. God gloriously delivered me that night, and today, more than 32 years later, I am still serving the Lord and have been preaching the gospel for about 20 years. I am still serving the Lord. When I was a child, I was fat and considered myself ugly. I was shy and I had very few friends, and some of the ones I had, I did not trust as true friends, but thought they were making fun of me. My father was an atheist, and my mother went to church. There were many arguments at home, and sometimes I just wanted to run. I went to psychiatrists and psychologists for years and was on prescription nerve medicine. I would do things just to get attention, including trying to run away from home once. I tried to be closer to my father, and I was succeeding until my father died about 2 months before I reached my 15th birthday. This devastated me. I almost had a nervous breakdown. I thought my father must have been right. Surely there was no God, or he would have seen that I needed my daddy. I began to lean toward atheism. I refused to read the Bible. But sometimes I thought, what if it is true? What if there really is a God, a hell, and a heaven? But in February of 1968, something happened. I attended the funeral of someone younger than me. I couldn't shake the feeling this time. Now I knew I had to do something. I couldn't sleep. My appetite left me. I didn't know where to turn. I heard a preacher on our radio announce a revival service at his church, and I was determined to go whatever it took. By car, bus, and taxi, I managed to get to the church about 20 miles from my home on February 20th, 1968. That night, I went to the altar and prayed. I really poured out my heart, letting God know how bad I needed him and wanted him. God gloriously delivered me that night, and today, more than 32 years later, I am still serving the Lord and have been preaching the gospel for about 20 years.
Fejezze be a munkát. A feladatlapokat tegye be a borítékba.